and welcome back to Betch That. I'm Jordana.
I'm Samantha.
And we are here for another week.
Yay.
Yay. So we wanted to start off this episode. We got an email from a listener wanting to know our thoughts on Chuck Bass, aka Ed Westwick. I'm going to read it out loud. It says, "Hey Betches, as fellow gossip girl lovers, I'm interested to know your thoughts on the news regarding rape and Ed Westwick. Let's not be PC about this. How am I still attracted to him knowing this? Any other East Siders out there struggling with this cognitive dissonance? XOXO, confused Betch." Why don't you tell us what exactly happened with Ed Westwick so everyone's caught up?
So basically a few years ago, I think even like maybe three-ish years ago, an actress, Christina Cohen, I think was her name, accused him of raping her. Basically the story was that she went to his apartment with her boyfriend at the time, and Ed Westwick basically suggested that they all fuck. That was how he said it. And then specifically,
that's not you being crude.
That was like what he said. And then she said no. And when she said that, he suggested that she go like upstairs and like take a nap or something. And like she said she was tired, blah blah blah. And then she went to sleep in his guest room. And when she woke up, he was like on top of her, like trying to enter her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where was her boyfriend?
I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
So this was 3 years ago and it just came up now?
Yeah, well now everyone's telling, you know, this person groped me and this person like wanted to fuck me when I was 14.
So she said this happened 3 years ago or
I think
like
this happened
or
three
she
years
talked
ago.
About it 3 years ago and now like now no, she's re-talking
I
about
think
it.
This happened 3 years ago and the reason I brought that up was because it might be within the statute of limitations, mm-hmm. meaning that he could actually like be criminally charged for doing it. Whereas a lot of these allegations that have been coming out are about things that happened like 10 or 20 years ago and really can't be proven or nothing can really be done even if they could be proven.
Right. Well, this definitely sounds like a Chuck Bass-esque crime.
Right. It sounds like someone got a little confused between real life and his role on a certain show.
Right. But I think this actually leads to a more interesting question in general of like where to fit talented people in your mind who like are accused of doing bad things but whose work you respect.
Right.
And you and I have personally discussed this like I think at length.
Yeah, we've been talking about this like for years, like,
right.
Since like the Woody Allen stuff and even before that.
Right. I mean, I think it's like it's tough because I think it's hard sometimes, especially with celebrities, and I think we've discussed this in other realms where it's tough to like we talked about this when we were talking about actors who are afraid to come out as gay.
Right.
Because
of what will happen.
Right, because like they won't get cast for roles because their role as a celebrity is not entirely like separate from their role as an actor.
Right. Well, I also think what this girl's asking is a little different than that question because she's saying like I'm still attracted to him, like I assume she means like physically versus like let's say with you and Louis C.K. Jordana's a big fan of
Louis C.K.
Very upset about the allegations, but also very forgiving. With Louis C.K., someone who, like, has a skill and a talent.
Right.
And like, it's not just, like, based on this, like, physical attraction of, like, how they look. Like, I think you can decide, I guess. You can say, oh, I think Louis C.K. is so funny, but because of what he's done, I choose not to consume his content and I won't watch his specials or I won't watch him. Physical attraction, but, like, you can't help whether you like it.
I agree.
But physical attraction is, like, you can't really control who you're physically attracted to. So, like, I don't know.
Someone looks the same no matter what their activities are. So, like,
yeah, but someone could look the same and you could, like, be really into them and they could do something and you're not really into them anymore.
That kind of happened to me with Ben Affleck. I was, like, a big fan of his. And then that whole thing where he was, like, sleeping with the nanny and he left Jennifer Garner.
Right.
And I was, like, pissed at him. But it's also, like, I never knew him. So it's, like, you know what I mean? You can be attracted to someone's like on-screen persona. They might never. But again, I think that goes back to the being gay thing. It's like your life is like your work as an actor or a comedian or whatever is not like completely different than like your persona as a celebrity. Those are like linked. And whether it's about sexual attraction or it's about like you just like being a fan of them in general, I think it's sort of a similar sentiment of like I don't really know where to place this person now because like I respect their work and I think it's like they're really talented, but I don't like, I feel like weird about saying that. But if you think about it, I mean, the truth is that many, many, very, very talented, some of the most talented people actually have committed like really terrible things. Like look at Thomas Jefferson. Common. He's like revered.
Like Paul.
He's revered as like, you know what I mean? A founding father, like a great American. Is he on Mount Rushmore?
He what?
Is he on Mount Rushmore? Jefferson?
No, I don't know. But either way, anyway, he's
obviously a very big celebrated person. George Washington, the father of our country, all had slaves. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, and it's like, and they just...
That's different.
I'm saying
because
they just...
First of all, slavery is obviously wrong, but it was legal. I think more...
It used to be legal to beat up your wife. Like, that doesn't... Just because something's legal doesn't mean it's
I think what Thomas Jefferson's issue was more that he raped his slaves and then, like, fathered, like, several... Love children, like, look, it's it.
People say that. People say that about every single great person. Also, has like most of the time have like a dark past. Martin Luther King used to cheat on his wife. Like, you know what I mean? Well, Michael Jackson, obviously, like one of the most talented musicians of all time. Like, probably did some questionable things. Obviously, like no one ever really knows for sure with any of these people, but like it's likely. And I think that's the bigger, more interesting question: is like, is it okay to like still admire someone's work in their professional life
I don't think there's a straight answer to it. Like, I think that it's just okay that it's a complicated question, mm-hmm. because also like sometimes people's art or what they're doing is more like closely tied into what they're to like their crime than with others. You know what I mean? Like when Louis C.K. is like laughing, is making jokes about jerking off in front of women, and then it comes out and we all laugh at that.
Honestly.
But then when you learn that he actually does that, that's pretty disgusting. But Woody Allen, who like slept with his stepkid who was too young, that's really gross, and I dislike that he did that. But his movies don't really have anything
Disagree.
To do with that.
I think
that.
Every single person who does these things, there's something in their work that relates to like to the act and the crime that they've done. Look at Woody Allen constantly casts himself with much younger women. He's not really anymore because I think he's like extremely old.
No, there was
but back
a movie
in the day.
Where...
There was a thing where he would constantly cast himself like next to like women
who are
far.
No, there is actually a movie where he like sleeps with a young girl.
Who are, like,
I don't remember what
it's called. Annie Hall. I think.
No, there's like another movie.
He sleeps like a 14-year-old one movie. But anyway, he constantly casts himself alongside younger, attractive celebrities. I'm sure Thomas Jefferson, you don't think that his you don't think Thomas Jefferson's relationship with his slaves impacted his political views and the way that he was in founding the Constitution of America?
I can't answer that because I don't know enough about the details of like what his actual positions were at the time and what the specific debates
were. I'm saying I would
be
very surprised if that wasn't affected by that. Chuck Bass is also like an interesting thing. It's like his character is kind of shady and slimy. Maybe that like makes him more like that.
Right.
Maybe that affected his actual personality.
When you act a certain way, you like there becomes like it gets blurred.
I know you're
you
saying
like
there's like some actors where it's a distinction, but I really think that like you're especially when it comes to like being an actor, being creative, or even being in in politics, there's something.
Or what about like a Harvey Weinstein? Harvey Weinstein didn't actually make a single movie ever. All he did was finance them and essentially just like yell at people so that other people did his work.
Right, I don't think anyone's like, I'm a huge fan of Harvey Weinstein.
That you would say I'm a like Harvey
maybe
Weinstein's
I'm a
company
huge
makes
fan,
great
right,
movies.
Right, yeah. So maybe, I mean, like, he still has a talent in the fact that maybe he's like choosing the correct films. There's something
but
like not everyone.
Did he
not
do
everyone
that or
can
did
just
people
start
work
a production company. To be that successful, I mean, partially obviously it's luck
and
connections, but I think it's also like somewhat of a talent or an expertise in that thing.
Right.
Like, all these people like are powerful and famous for a reason.
Right.
It doesn't mean that they can do whatever they want. Probably like they think they can. Doesn't mean they can.
I mean they could until like last week.
Right.
Honestly. Like seriously. They really could up until this Harvey Weinstein thing came out because now that caused everything to kind of come out and everyone who's ever like inappropriately touched someone's ass is now getting called out. And it's sort of like you really don't have anywhere to hide. So I happen to think that this behavior, like this situation, I really believe that this situation that is happening now will actually stop this from occurring as much.
I definitely agree. I think there's definitely going to be a lot more, people are going to be a lot more careful with what
they
do.
In the workplace, at least.
And right, especially higher profile people, but like people in general.
It's just sad that people can't just like have self-control that isn't based off of like getting caught.
I think that the whole Hollywood
culture... Why can't
culture,
you just think that
I mean,
it's wrong to do and not
we
do
live
it?
We live in New York. We don't live in LA. We don't live like in that... We're not really in that Hollywood scene. I think that in that thing, I think I'm surprised that there hasn't been like a bigger finance scandal, because I think that that sort of thing is like so rampant in the finance world of like people, men of power taking advantage of like younger, of like girls like in, and like rampant cheating and rampant like sexual harassment.
Well, that could be next.
I'm actually surprised that wasn't first, because we live in New York, so we don't, we're not really in the Hollywood scene, but I'm like, I think we're pretty close to like the finance scene, and that I've heard so many stories of.
Right. Well, I feel like what might happen with like, okay, the difference with finance is that like, with the exception of like a few CEOs in finance, there's no one like in finance who's famous. There's no like big people to bring down. Like no one knows what the CEO of like Morgan Stanley's name is. I mean, you might, but like most people don't. So like there's not, so it's kind of like not as good of a headline, and it won't lead to this like snowballing. Right. It's not as interesting. Like it's not going to, sadly, a lot of this is determined by like, at least for the media outlets, like
the fame of these,
like
people.
Reputation and like getting clicks. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like Harvey Weinstein being an abuser gets more clicks than like random CEO of whatever, like Wells Fargo being a harasser. You know what I mean? Like no one, it's important obviously and terrible if like CEO of Wells Fargo is like a habitual sexual harasser, but like it's not as like revolutionary.
Right. Well, I hope it trickles into other industries besides Hollywood, because I think that there's a lot of issues with that industry. There's a lot of issues with like,
what about the Olympics? I think I feel like you might even see it more with like sports first, like even before finance, because it's like, because I mean, you see at least with like the Olympians and like Allie Raceman and like Michaela Maroney, like, because first of all, those kids are like young, super impressionable. They're probably not the most like socially savvy, because they're, to get to be an Olympic athlete, you literally don't like necessarily,
you just have to be, all you like, do is practice your thing, and you have also like one goal in mind. Oh my god, did you see the iTanya trailer?
No, I want to see that so badly though.
I think that'll be really interesting also in that sense of like the kind of like the limited social capacities of people who are just like need to win, and that's their whole life just like about winning these things.
Right, they're much easier victims than like, I don't know.
But I don't know, but like an aspiring actress, like similar kind of thing. It's like, I need to be famous. I need to be an actress. I need to be whatever. Like,
right. Those people are easier to victimize even than someone in finance, because like, let's be honest, if you work at Goldman Sachs and you want, like, you could just go work somewhere
else.
It's
rare also to have like, your like, dream job is to be like, like you an executive assistant at Goldman.
Exactly.
Although maybe it is. No judgment.
No offense if it is. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's a really hard question. I personally am not attracted to Ed Westwick now. I thought he was good looking before, but like now I'm just grossed out by him. But again, I wasn't like that obsessed with him before, so.
Right. And it's also like the thing to remember about these Hollywood people is that they have these personas that like are like curated for the public, but that's not really who anyone is. Like anyone you like is not the person you think they are. You don't really know them. Right. So it's always important when you're attracted or admire anyone to just admire their work, because you really don't know them at all.
Right. Yeah. But don't, you know, we don't want to put all the publicists out of business. So
speaking of people in the public eye, what do you think of Taylor Swift's new album?
Oh, I liked it. I really like Taylor Swift's music. I didn't like it as much as 1989 or Red, which I liked much more.
Red I'm obsessed with.
Yeah, Red's amazing. Red's like, I think, the best one. But she, I like her music. It's just so annoying because I really dislike her as a public person. I don't know her again, but I almost feel like maybe she as a human is better than her publicists and her legal team make her, because like, okay, so even though she does, you know, feud with Katy Perry and do a lot of like seemingly petty shit, like there, she does seem to have friends in the industry who like her and like, you know, post on Instagram for like reputation. Maybe they're doing that because they want to get on her good side, but maybe they also like her. Like maybe she's actually a likable person to be with. And like, I just feel like the way she's so like obsessed with like controlling her image, with being this like girl who like everyone's afraid to fuck with because like she might sue you for like writing like one negative thing about her. Like I almost feel like that like control she exerts does worse for her as a public person, and that's sort of what like ruins her and makes her seem super manipulative and bitchy, as opposed to like maybe if she just sort of embrace that like innocent loser inside people. Right. I feel like I would like
her
more.
I love old Taylor. I thought that like she like was a loser. She was wearing that like weird like prairie outfit like on the VMAs or something one year, and it was like it was like lame, but it was like her and I didn't care. Yeah. And now it's like Taylor like hanging out with Victoria's Secret models wanting to be cool is like the worst Taylor, I think.
Right. And the Taylor who wants to fight with every Perez Hilton. And the Taylor who wants to fight,
wants to fight with Perez Hilton.
Yeah, because he reposted someone who had a picture of the set of like her out like track list early, like a day early or something. Right. But it's just like, can you just like calm the fuck down? Stop being so annoying and just like chill out for a little bit and like let your music speak for yourself because it is good. And maybe your personality is good too. I don't know. Just try it, you know?
Right. I mean, I guess she makes a lot of money off of all these things too, but it's like, but it's almost like, I wonder what, like, whatever Beyonce is doing, she should do that. Because Beyonce definitely has just as much, if not more, control over everything mm-hmm. going on around her, but you don't hear about it. It's like, no mm-hmm. one ever thinks about the fact that Beyonce isn't spotted anywhere, right?
No one thinks about it.
Right, but because like,
right, like she's traveling in a trunk, like, Taylor.
Right. Like, it's never like a thing with her, and her image is so intensely private and like public and like controlled. And like, I'm sure it's probably just as fucked up, but like, she does a good job of removing herself as the person from like that image that they're trying to.
Right. I do think that saying cultivate. That though, okay, I think you're saying that now, and I agree with you in general, but it's, that's looking at it as if like the past like 6 years have not happened where she dated all these guys. Like Taylor Swift's image right now didn't like just come out of nowhere. Like she didn't say, I want to be this and then like get there. This sort of happened from like all the stuff with the dating of the guys and writing about them and then having like this fake relationship with Tom Hiddleston and everyone thinks she's fake and the fighting with Spotify and iTunes. I think she does know that, but I feel like maybe she doesn't have the right people advising her and it got like out of hand almost.
Also though, maybe she wouldn't be as famous and maybe not make as much money if she didn't have all this shit going on. Like she'd just be like another recording artist.
Okay, but she's a really good recording artist, so I kind of don't think so.
So is like Ellie Goulding or like...
I don't know. I think Taylor Swift's music is like insanely catchy and I think none of that has to do with her legal team or her PR
like
person.
Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez's music is not like Taylor Swift's music. Taylor Swift's music is like... I heard the album one time and I already knew it by heart and I already liked it. And then like, I literally have it running through my head at this moment. It's so catchy. It goes right into your head. You like it immediately. Like all of her, like 1989, I literally thought that album was like a beautiful work of art. Like it was so good.
I mean, I thought the same thing about like Lemonade.
Okay. But Beyonce's like, I would say Taylor Swift
level. Beyonce. That's the difference.
Yeah, but she came into this differently. She was like with Jay-Z. She was like this, like she's a different person. Like she's like this sassy black woman who's like soup, like a queen. Taylor Swift is like started off country, then she got like too famous, and then she started like trying to get revenge on her exes. Then you have this whole girl gang squad bullshit. Then you have her fights with iTunes and Spotify. It's working.
She's fulfilling that spot. So she's making the white space a lot of money in the market for this like controversial like. Like dramatic star.
Right.
No, we don't. Where else are we going to go for that?
Maybe she doesn't care. That's kind of what Reputation's about, the fact that she knows what she's doing and she doesn't care. Fine. But like, that doesn't make me like her more. That makes me hate her more. Like, right. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, I think she could
be better.
It's like, in all, again, going back to that whole, you don't really know celebrities or who they are or what they are. Like, we could like hate Beyonce and love Taylor Swift. Like if we like were in a room with them, like who the fuck knows?
I think I might have liked Taylor Swift before I were friends with her, like before she was famous. But again, why
she has cats? I don't think that we would get along.
My mom has a cat, Leo, and like he's so cute. Actually, he's annoying now, but whatever. But I also think like, okay, maybe she wouldn't be as successful. She wouldn't make as much money. Okay, so you make like a little less money, and you're just like happier, less controversial. Bitchy person.
That's not like, how like Hollywood works. I don't think. I think like it's very easy.
True.
I think it's very easy to get caught up in that. Like I'm gonna be the biggest. If you get like a little bit, then you want more. Then you want more. Then you like want to be the biggest star ever. It's like how a lot of men are with like money. Like Warren
Buffett. Everyone wants double.
Warren Buffett could have retired like 40 years ago. It's not about like he needs the money.
Yeah, like, I think I don't think he cares. But I think he's like. He doesn't care about money that much. He lives in like Omaha, Nebraska.
Taylor Swift doesn't care about it's probably not about the money for her either. It's about being the number one, like whatever.
But I really feel like there's this sort of like thing, like if you try so hard, so transparently to be number one, you'll never be number one.
Hear that, Taylor? If you are Taylor Swift or anyone else who has anything to say about liking people who are accused of sexual harassment or Taylor Swift's new album and you want to tell us, please email us at slapped@betches.com. That's slapped@betches.com.
If you've previously listened to the show, you guys have heard us talk about Framebridge. They make it super easy and affordable to custom frame your favorite things, from art prints and posters to the photos on your phone or your Instagram, whatever. And with the holidays around the corner, Framebridge is a perfect way to send truly one-of-a-kind gifts to everyone on your list. Refinery29 said, we can't think of a cuter, more personalized present, and they're right. Here's how it works. Just go to framebridge.com, upload your photo from your computer or directly from your Instagram, or if you have like an actual photo, which we know is weird, they'll provide secure prepaid packaging so you can mail it in for free. Then you can preview your photo online, any frame style. You choose the one you like, and you can also chat them if you need help. Then the team at Framebridge custom frames your item for you in a few days. Like, it doesn't take that long, and they'll deliver it straight to you along with a note if it's a gift. So that saves you a lot of time and energy, although you probably still have to think of what you want them to write. The best part is that instead of like paying hundreds of dollars going to an actual framing store and then having to like carry your frame down the street, their prices start at $39 and all their shipping is free. So it's super easy, it's cheap, and it comes straight to you. Also, for Best Slap listeners, you guys will get 15% off your first order at framebridge.com when you use our code BETCHES. So just again, go to framebridge.com and the promo code is BETCHES and you will have a beautiful frame. Oh, and they also offer a happiness guarantee, at least for like the photo, not for life. But if for any reason you're not satisfied with your photo, they'll fix it for you and they can redo it for you. So definitely get on that gifting game, Betches. Let's go. Framebridge.com, promo code Betches. 15% off. Yay.
Let's do some Dear Betches.
Yeah.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Should I read the first one?
Yes.
Dear Betch, I'll start off with the customary praises for your podcast, Praise the Bachelor, books, and overall acceptance and encouragement of my betchy lifestyle. You are welcome. I have a workplace issue. I work at a small company and have been there since there were only 10 employees. In the past year and a half since I started, the company has grown rapidly and I was given a lot more responsibility than initially expected, with a ton of praise from management and great reviews from my clients. Fast forward through now and we just went through a merger to take the company to a new level. We were told that many of us would be growing into new roles with much more responsibility. I guess that didn't include me. On my team of four, two got a promotion and two did not. The other girl that didn't get a promotion has the intelligence of a potato and has been there for maybe 6 months, so comparing us is just not right. My manager told me I wasn't getting the promotion I assumed I was going to get, moving into more of a leadership role on the team. She said it's because my skills lie in other areas. All fine, except that I'm basically moving from an account management role down to a support role for a guy who has been there for less time than me. I was also told that I would still be training new hires on our team since the guy in the new promoted position hasn't been here as long and it would be more valuable to be trained by me. What the fuck? Do I start looking for a new job ASAP or talk it out with management to see what the fuck is up? Please, dear betches, help me. Unpromoted betch.
Okay, I think this sounds like a case of she's good at her job, but there isn't much that she could be, like, much place to move up. Because they want her to train other people. That means she thinks what she's doing now, she's good at.
Right.
And I think, you know, we run a company, and, like, sometimes it's hard because, like, sometimes someone is, like, good at their job, and you don't really think they, like, would be better at a higher-level job. You think they'd be good at the job they have.
Right. And or sometimes, like, the company is not, like, the position that you're in, or like whatever thing that you're doing is not what the company wants to emphasize. So what you're doing is great, but they want to go somewhere else generally. So like they need to promote someone with different skills.
Right. I think the solution here is like pretty clear. So you need to like ask them, why didn't I get a promotion? You could like speculate about it all day, or you could say like, I really thought you said two people were going to be promoted. I really thought I'd be one of them. Like, am I missing something here? Like, I want to know I'm like valued at the company. I want to know where I can go.
Yeah.
How high I can get, like,
definitely ask.
I think people always kind of like it's weird. I think the parallels between dating and work are so interesting because people are always so afraid to ask, maybe because they're scared of the answer or they don't want to like seem.
It's a different reason that people are afraid to ask at work. I think the reason people are afraid to ask at work, they're afraid of like the later consequences of asking, which is similar to dating. But I think the differences with dating is that like if you hear an answer that you don't like, you may have to like end it or
well,
I mean, whatever.
It might happen with work. Maybe she,
that
they say
might
you're
happen
not...
with work, but a lot of times it's a lot of times you're not going to leave just because you don't get the answer you want. Like, you just have to reassess.
With you, I think if you don't get the answer you want, if they're saying, you know, like, we just don't really see, like, another position for you, like, yeah, it might be time to, like, find something, do like, find a different job with more upward mobility.
Yeah, I agree with that. And also, if they, like, are looking for, like, different skills or you think that where you want to end up is somewhere that might need more skills, like, maybe try to pick up those, what those skills are. Like, I don't know what they are specifically, but, like, if you can, like, make yourself better before finding a new job or in order to get another, a different promotion at this company, that might be, like, something to consider as well.
Yeah, so yeah. I think the solution is, like, it's always, like, you always wonder, what's the solution here? What do I do? What do I do? It's, like, just ask.
Yeah.
Like, the more information you have, the more power you have to make a better, more informed decision about your life.
Yes.
In any scenario. It's, like, if you, when dating, in work, it's like, if you want to know something, never assume anything, just ask.
Right.
And someone, like, you have the right to ask whatever you want. You might not hear the answer that you want, but you always have the right to ask.
And if they have a problem with you, if someone has a problem with you asking something that isn't highly, like, inappropriate to ask, the problem is with them and not you. Because you're allowed to ask. They should want you to ask. Because if they want to make the most out of you as an employee, they should want you to be happy and have, like, an agenda to grow, either with them or not with them, so that they can replace you with someone.
Mm.
It's better for everyone to just have more, like, of the reality out there.
I agree. All right, I'm going to read the second Dear Betch. Dear Betches, first off, love the brand. You guys don't have to do this, but, like, fine.
Yeah.
First off, love the brand. I've been following you guys since you first started the Betch List. After listening to a plethora of Dear Betches and hearing your good advice, I decided to ask for your help. So I've lived in Boston basically my whole life. I have a decent job, great family support system, a pet who I adore, and I live with my boyfriend who is super sweet and gentlemanly. So I have it pretty good, right? Well, here's the thing. I love my boyfriend, but we are total opposites. It works for us, though. My boyfriend is currently in grad school to become a special ed teacher. With that, he obviously has a jillion jobs, four to be exact. One of his jobs is a bartender on the weekends, and another is that he is a head administrator at a boys' sleepaway camp. Sleepaway Jewish camp, sorry. So I clearly have a lot of time to myself, which, yes, I love my alone time, but it can get lonely. Here's my problem. I have no friends.
Aww.
My senior year of high school, I moved and made lots of friends, but never really kept in touch with anyone because, let's face it, everybody already had their friend groups established, and we naturally fell out of touch. I made a great group of friends in college who I absolutely love, but most of them lived in other states, and the ones who lived in state have recently moved. So when I tell you I literally have no friends where I live, I'm not exaggerating. I feel like I have tried everything. BFF apps. Hey, Vina. I even tried one of those weird sports leagues. For some reason, though, nobody ever wants to do anything. They just want to sit on the app and chat. Or they have friends and don't really seem interested in making any more. Why are you here, then? And then not... that she said that, not me. And, like, not for nothing, but if I wanted to chat with people online, I would go on Friendster or something. I followed all your advice on having a good profile, etc. I know I'm fun to be around and that I'm not a dud or batshit crazy betch, except on occasion with my boyfriend at home to get what I want. And all my friends have had success with the same apps, just in different states. Do you have any other suggestions? Does Boston just suck? Any help would be much appreciated. Bummed out in Boston.
Hmm. Boston is definitely, like, a student city, so that is a thing. But that said, there are definitely humans in Boston who...
Right.
Exist.
I think I could relate to that. I've lived, Aileen have all grown up, like, on Long Island. We went to college together and with, like, a lot of other people from our high school.
Yeah.
And then we now live in New York City, which is, like, 40 minutes from where we grew up. So I think that, like, while I have never had this particular issue, I think if I moved to a different state, I would be in a similar...
For sure.
Right. I'm, like, not good at meeting people. I'm not friendly. Yeah. I don't like networking.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
So I can understand why this would be, like, a kind of a tough thing. And it's, like, hard because, like, you really have to put yourself out there in a lot of places.
Yeah.
If you don't have, like, something established.
Right. I think maybe, like, the best way, like, she could go about, like, meeting people would be, like, if you have, like, a hobby or interests to go do something related to your hobby or interest where, like, there might be people there and just, like, be friendly. Like, I really feel like most people are friendly and open. And, like, if you hit it off with someone, like, I'm sure they'd be down to, like...
something with their friends or something like that. I think, Yeah, I think the key to this thing is to not, like, do stuff that you don't like anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not going to meet friends by, like, joining, like, I don't really think a friend app is, like, a really right. great way to meet people. I think, a good way to meet people is, like, let's say you, like reading to, like, join a book club. And that way, like, you also, like, you just like the activity anyway. Right. And then you'll be around people who also like that activity, and they'll more likely have a lot in common with you. And then they'll, like, want to talk about that, but then it gets into, like, other things. Like, the best way to meet people, I think, even with, like, dating or friends, everything comes back to dating. Right. By the way, we have a dating podcast that's premiering this week called You Up.
Yeah. You Up. We're doing it with Jared Fried, a.k.a. J Train, in case some of you know him. And
check it out.
Coming out tomorrow. The first thing we're discussing on the first episode is dating profiles and whether you should use slutty pictures or not. Plus some other things.
If you're on a friend app, I feel like you should probably not.
Not use slutty pictures. Yeah.
But yeah, I think do an activity that you like to do regardless of, like, anyone of like, if you meet someone or not. It's kind of like with dating. Like, go do, like, stuff that you're interested in, and you'll be around people who are interested in the same things as you, and you'll organically meet people. You won't be, like, it won't be, like, forced. I think especially with friendships, nothing ever really works when it's like, forced. A forced interaction.
Right. And you may just happen to meet, like, if you might really meet someone that you want to be friends with, like, not just for the sake of, like, getting your friend count up. Like, you really, like, might like
that. Enjoy that person, right?
Yeah. And also...
So if you like comedy, take a stand-up class. If you like writing, you could take, like, a writing workshop or something.
And if you
like
don't
that.
Like anything, think about something you've considered that you might like and get into it. Just try. Also, if you work... Sometimes it's good to meet people through work. Like, work friends may have friends. Like, everyone in our office is friends with each other.
Exactly. Yeah, I think there's a ton of ways to meet people that are organic that you don't have to be, like, necessarily on an app. It's just important to remember to, like, be friendly and, like, especially if you're not generally friendly, to just be, like, yourself, but also be, like, seem like you're interested in talking to people, not like you're, like...
Also,
don't give a shit.
Also, this is probably, like, really subtle, and this is, like, a personal thing that I would just maybe advise. Like, maybe, I'm sure at this point, like, it took you a lot to write to us. Like, it took a lot for you to get there. You were probably upset for a while that you don't have friends, and you see yourself now as someone who doesn't have friends. So one of the most harmful things that will prevent you from making them, I think, is psychologically believing that you're a person who doesn't have any friends. So... Like, it's not that you don't have never had friends. It's not like you've never been able to make friends. Like, you've made friends. You just, like, circumstantially don't really have any where you are right now. So, like, don't, if you see yourself as someone who's, like, unlikable, doesn't have friends, like, you're desperate, you'll be friends with anyone, like, it will be harder to make them than if you, like, change your mindset into believing that, like, you're a great person and, like, you have a lot to offer, but just circumstantially right now in your life, like, you're not in a position where it's, like, so easy to have, like, good girls around.
Right.
So just, like, change your mindset, and, like, that will maybe make things, like, easier.
Also, one more thing I just thought of is, like, if your boyfriend has a group of friends and any of them have, like, girlfriends or people that they know, it might be nice to, like, be friendly with those people since they're
already... Then you
already...
can couple date.
Exactly.
Yeah. Jordana, have you ever heard of Honey?
No, what is that?
I just downloaded it onto my computer. It's basically this, like, extension that goes into your browser of, like, whatever browser you use. And whenever you're shopping, it will, like, automatically generate discount codes from, like, across the internet. So, like, a lot of times people will go to, like, a Retail Me Not and, like, look up a discount code for the store, but for, like, whatever they're using. But this extension basically, like, finds the existing discounts that, like, are there and, like, applies them to your order. So.
Cool. So when checking out online, it looks like it basically searches the internet and applies the best discount code for that retailer?
Yeah, exactly. And also with, like, with Amazon shopping, they will, like, show, like, they basically are able to figure out the trends to know, like, the item's price, because, you know, on Amazon, the item price changes. So they basically, like, are able to figure out the pattern for the item's price and track it so that you can decide the best time to buy. It also will, like, track products that you, like, add to your drop list. So when the prices drop, you can get notified by them. And, yeah, they pretty much tell you, like, they're able to tell you where things are cheapest and, like, basically just save you money, which is great for this time of year when you're buying all these gifts for people.
Right. So it tells you if the same item is available at another retailer for less.
Exactly.
And calculates, like, the tax, the price, the shipping, the Amazon Prime discount, and all that.
Yeah. So it basically just saves, like, a ton of money and time, and you can get it on, like, every... It's free on every desktop browser, like Chrome, Safari, Firefox, and it literally only takes 2 clicks to join because it's just, like, very, very easy thing. All you have to do is go to joinhoney.com/betchespod. We have a special, you know, link, guys, for you, as we always do. But yeah, you should use that link too.
And in 2 clicks, you have access to over 1 million working coupon codes. They do all your work for you. Again, that's joinhoney.com/betchespod and try it out because it's free and easy. Who doesn't like a free way to save money?
Yeah, well, we know we love to save money. So joinhoney.com/betchespod. That's pod, not anything else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play some games.
Yay.
This one is from Madeline or Madeline. I don't know how.
Madeline.
Madeline.
Yeah.
Parent Trap version of Would You Rather. Would you rather have Hallie Parker's life at a winery life in Napa with Dennis Quaid and Chessie, or yeah, Annie James' life in London with fashion designer mom and grandfather and Martin?
Oh my God, I literally thought about this all the time when I was a child. And I honestly think I'd... Right, I was like, I literally spent
my childhood... Can I say which one I think that you're... Yeah. I think that you would want the England life with the...
When I was younger, yeah, but now, Napa.
Why is that?
Because, like, I would have... First of all, when I was younger, I would have, like, rather lived with my mom and, like, but, like with, like, a cool, fashionable mom. Now I'd rather have, like, a chill dad.
Okay, I could sort of see that.
Too. And also, used to want to live in London. When I was younger, I would have wanted to live in London and Europe more than I now. I would prefer to live in California.
I would want to live with neither of them because they're selfish assholes. Because they separated me and my twin sister and tried to pretend that we never they didn't tell me that I was a twin and that I had a twin sister.
I don't want to be a twin.
Exactly. And just wouldn't tell me about my parents, so I wouldn't really want either of them as parents. They seem like nuts.
I'm talking about like the scenery.
Sure, this in the scenery version, I agree with you. But like, I think the one thing that's important to remember about this movie is how fucked up it is.
Yeah, that,
like,
we should do an article on that.
Wouldn't be able to get over their own shit to like let their twin daughters like know about each other or know about their other parent. Like, oh, we'll just raise them alone. It was too painful for me to see you. Like, you have kids. That's the whole point.
And they act in the movie like these are like the best parents. Like,
right. Like there's no
such
way,
good parents other than that.
Yeah, that good of a parent would never be like that fucking selfish.
Yeah.
But I agree. Assuming I knew about the other sibling and was chill with that, I would be down to have the
just
Napa,
one of those
California
movies that
life.
Glorifies divorce and makes it look nice when really it's shit.
Well, you mean it would have to be like that. It would be like have to be like such a fucking terrible divorce for your kids to not, for you to not want your kid to know their dad or mom or their twin sister.
Right.
Well, identical twin
well,
sister.
Well, didn't he like throw a hairdryer at her head and that was like the whole like basis for the divorce? There was a line in the movie.
That's fucked
like
up
that.
Too. Do you want to read the second one?
Yeah. From Maureen, would you rather live in a beautiful multi-million dollar house but have to take public transportation, the subway, buses, taxis, or walk everywhere? Or live in a really shitty house, but you have your own fleet of private transportation, a nice car with a driver, your own private plane. And when I say you have to take public transportation, I mean for the rest of your life. Even long trips have to be on a bus or train or commercial plane. I'm curious to see what you guys think.
Okay. First of all, a commercial plane is not that bad.
Yeah.
It's like,
right. If I have to
fly
a
commercial.
If you had to take a bus or a boat to get overseas, maybe we'll change it to that.
Okay. I don't really mind public transportation. I know some people have a different view of it. I actually prefer it. I think it's less wasteful.
Yeah.
And like it kind of I don't know. I have a thing with like Ubers and stuff. I think if I took a private plane, I would just be calculating the cost of gas the whole time.
Right.
Because that's just how my brain works.
Yeah.
And so I would rather live in the really nice house and take like the subway. I think a lot of people in New York City actually have that scenario and do that.
Yeah. I also. Even though I hate public transportation, I have to agree with you because I'd rather, like, have a nice house.
Yeah.
And, like, I do take public transportation, like, most of the time anyway. It's just, like, when it's cold and, like, I have Bruce.
Yeah, I wish our public transportation system ran a little more efficiently, but my answer is still public transportation.
Right, it would be better.
All right, shoot BFF party with Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus.
Okay, I would party with Miley. I would be BFF with Katie, and I would shoot Taylor Swift.
I think I would shoot Katie. Something about her really irritates me.
Right, but she wouldn't, like, destroy you.
I would definitely party with Miley because, like,
obviously,
let's be real.
Yeah.
And then I guess I would be BFF with Taylor Swift, probably just because it comes with a lot of perks.
But aren't you worried that Taylor Swift might just decide she hates you one day? Like, I have a big thing with, like, I wouldn't be able to trust someone like Taylor Swift, fine. And I couldn't be BFF with
that. Fine. I'd party with Taylor Swift, even though I'd kill Taylor Swift. I'd party with Miley, and I'd be... I think I'd be BFF with Miley. Because I think she's more interesting person. I feel like she's, like, dynamic. She's been through, like, some...
So who would you party with? Taylor?
I'd party with Katie.
Okay. I could also get behind that. I just think that Taylor is not trustworthy, and you can't be BFF with someone like that.
That's true. And she's probably not fun to party with. She's probably, like, really irritating.
Right, yeah.
Unless... Even if you're a Victoria's Secret.
Or she'll, like, take pictures and, like... of you, like, really drunk and, like, use it to blackmail you. Because, again, she can't be trusted.
Sorry, Taylor. You gotta go.
No, I'm not sorry, Taylor. Like, maybe you should act a little bit less manipulative. Okay. I think that's our whole show.
Yeah.
Are we good?
We are great. Okay. Yeah. Make sure you listen to our dating podcast premiering this week called You Up. That's U space UP.
Yeah. Very easy to spell.
Like a U Up text.
Literally, it is the text.
Yes. Just. And you get to hear exclusive dating thoughts from us and Jared Fried, who you can see on our Instagram stories and other places. It's going to be great.
This is the only podcast where you get to hear the male and female perspective on the same topic at the same time. And we think it's really interesting because usually if it's just us weighing in on dating advice,
we don't get the male view.
You don't get the male view. And he really does a good job of, like, breaking down what guys really think and when they do certain things. Exactly. So you guys should definitely listen. If you have any Dear Betches for us or any games or topic ideas that you'd like us to discuss, please email us at slapped@betches.com. That is slapped@betches.com.
SLAPPED@betches.com. All right. Thanks. Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye.